It's time for Pabst. Pabst Blue Ribbon and Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers everywhere present for your entertainment Ben Burney, the old maestro, and the former heavyweight champion of the world, Jack Dempsey. There's a reason for the fine flavor and purity that has convinced folks to insist upon Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and ale. That flavor and purity is no overnight accomplishment. It is the result of more than 90 years of research in the art of expert brewing. When you want the most refreshing beer and ale that's brewed, it's time for Pabst. Go to the dealer near your home who displays the Pabst Blue Ribbon sign. He, like Pabst, is building a lasting business on quality. You can have confidence not only in the Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and ale he sells, but in the other products that he recommends to you. He will gladly accept the responsibility for keeping your refrigerator stocked with Pabst Blue Ribbon. See if you don't agree that Pabst is the finest that the world offers in brew. And now for Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the lads.
Salutations to all you guys and all you gals. Felicitations to all of our Blue Ribbon towns. We travel north, south, east, and west. And everywhere we go, we find the most of our professors. And salutations to all you guys and gals.
Well done. Happy April, folks. Happy April. There's no April fooling when the old maestro announces tonight that we're going to give you some punch on this year's beer program. Yowza. The best loved and the most popular punch maker of them all, Jack Dempsey. Jack Dempsey is here in person to dish it out. But Jack is the main event of this evening's card. And before we stage the main event, we're going to have some preliminaries, which we will now run off. The first preliminary of the evening will be Miss Annabelle versus young Billy Wilson, our light phantom, light phantomweight. Fare thee well, Annabelle.
Think of me in that Pullman train, on a cold observation car, waiting for you in the dark, all in vain. I will send a telegram at every station, fare well, Annabelle. If you can, and needs a little information, say that I'm feeling well. And when I get back with a pot full of Jack, there'll be something there to tell. So I'll take you on a honeymoon vacation, fare well, Annabelle.
Nicely done, my lad. Nicely done. That was Fairly Well, Annabelle. It may not have sounded like it, but that was from Sweet Music. And now, let's see. The second event of the evening is going to be the hit song from our Paramount picture, Stolen Harmony. The title is Would There Be Love? Frank Prince, who used to be a heavyweight until he cut out potatoes, will fight it out with the vocals. This is from the dear old Paramount picture Stolen Harmony and will soon be released sometime in April. It's a swell picture, too, and I hope you folks will like it. The story is very interesting. George Raft, who is the star of the picture, George and I, we start out in the story as a couple of kids, and then it becomes very exciting. They kidnap me. I'm missing for 6 reels. That's where I do my best work. And finally, we finish up pretty nicely. We strike it rich. They discover oil in George Rav's hair. Would there be love? Number to Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth, who are serving the greatest beer on earth, good old Pasola. You know, NBC offered me $200 not to take a photo, but a Bernie never accepts a bribe, sir. While counting sheep, I go east away and fell asleep and dreamt a perfect day. I could hear the bugles blast, and oh, my heart was beating fast. The town was all ablaze. Banners waving, barkers raising, hey, there. And though in dreams I wish that I could say, there, give me those good old Thursday days. Hark at the beat, beat at the drum, laugh at the crowd. Bareback riders, hold another phrase. What a grand parade with you. Give me those good old Thursday days. Under the top, candy top, toys of balloons. Those memories of days of yore will linger in the arm. We'll save up all our pennies and get dressed up for the part. Come on now, get your tickets, folks. The show's about to start. Give me those good old Thursday days.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey! It's this way. See what a show we have here today. Biggest giant men gone snake.
gals who can hula with thousands of shades. Be out of the great who swallows swords and the wonderful Siamese twins. 10 times the 10th part of an inflated dollar. Guess Chili, the fat gal's weight. Guess Chili's weight and win yourself a can of Blue Ribbon Malt, America's biggest seller. Oh, for the time and see Abadella Winchella, the man who sees all and knows all.
Folks, here's an idea. Try it at lunch tomorrow. When you order your sandwich or salad or a plate lunch, don't do the usual thing. When the waiter asks, "What will you drink?" just say, "It's time for tap." When that cool drink of sparkling amber is served, you'll find that your favorite dishes taste better, lots better. You'll discover a beverage that gives your appetite an edge. It gives food juice, food to you. You'll like that Blue Ribbon Silver Ale, and you'll make it a better taste for pap. Nice work, Jimmy. You got a hand at NBC. They've given their announcers soothers now. But really, that was a great speech, Jimmy. You ought to be in Congress, Wellington, my lad. I'm sorry I missed that session in Congress. I understand they had a great floor show there. They say Year Long was even funnier than Eddie Cantor. And now, the lullaby of Broadway. From them are gold diggers of 1935, star. This number was arranged by Colonel Fred Levy of Louisville, Kentucky, star, and Miami Beach, Florida, star. Lullaby of Broadway. What a great name for Winchell's column. You read it and sleep. Lullaby.
Popular fighters ever to have stepped into the squared circle.
He's as popular today as he was when he won the heavyweight championship from Jeff Willard in Toledo in 1919. Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, we have one of the best-liked men in Christiana, the most popular man in the American sporting field, the former heavyweight champion of the world, Jack Dempsey.
Thanks, Joe Humphrey, Bunny. Now that I'm here, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I'll tell you, Jack. There's nobody listening in tonight who is a greater admirer of yours than the old maestro himself. So if I ask you a few questions that I really want to know myself, I think we'll be pleasing everybody listening in.
Okay, maestro. Hit ahead. And remember, when you step up to the mic, don't leave your chin.
You're telling me? Them's wise words, Jackie. Now tell me, partner, how come you got that moniker, Manasseh Mauler?
When you call me that, smile, stranger. Seriously, Ben, that's an easy question to answer. I was born in Manasseh, Colorado.
Manasseh, Colorado? That reminds me, Jack. How old are you?
Well, I'm 26 for a gal. My mother named me William Harrison Dempsey, after the president, so you can figure it out for yourself. How old are you, Ben?
Well, my mother named me Abe Lincoln Burney. You can figure that out, too. Say, Jack, I've seen you in the ring, and I've seen you take some mighty tough punishment. But I'd like to know, what was the hardest blow you ever received?
I got it last week, and you asked me to appear on your radio program. But seriously, Ben, I think the hardest punch I ever received was from Louis Purpo.
Louis Purpo, oh, I remember that fight, Jack. Tell me, were you ever knocked out?
Just once, when I wasn't looking.
Ah, I can imagine. How does it feel to be knocked out?
Well, you ought to know. You took a terrible KO from Ted Winchell last week.
I thought that'd come up. Can I ever live that down? But outside,
Well, outside of my fighting career, my biggest thrill was the night I became a proud papa. Want to see a picture, Ben?
Oh, how do you like that? I knew we'd get it out of that. How about that kid of yours, Jack? Is it going to be a prize fighter when it grows up?
I don't think so. You see, my soul, it's a little girl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, and she's some little lady, too.
So that's why you look so dapper nowadays.
What do you mean, dapper?
Well, you're a new papa. You ought to know. Ask Mama.
Well, that's not my department.
Oh, no. I suppose you've got great plans for your little girl. Is she going to be a musical comedy star like her mum did?
Well, she shows great promise, and she's got a great voice.
Well, if she takes after her mother, I wouldn't doubt that a bit. Tell me, what did your mother want you to be when you were a kid, Jack?
My mother wanted me to be the president. That's why she named me William Harrison. And I was quite a mama's boy, too, Ben.
Yeah?
I washed the dishes, and I scrubbed the floors. But in spite of all that, I still wanted to be a fighter.
I get it. You'd rather fight than be president. You know, Jack, there are a lot of kids listening in tonight that have the same ambition. All those golden slug kids. And that reminds me, I think it'd be a swell thing if you'd say and give them a bit of your professional advice to the golden slug kids.
Well, there's only one way to get ahead in the prize-fighting game or any game, for that matter.
How's that, Jack?
Live clean, work hard, and you'll always get along in any game.
Then noble words, Jack, my boy.
Yes, and that applies to you, too, Ben. Work hard, keep slugging, and who knows, someday you may be as big as Guy Lombardo.
How do you lie that? Look here, sport. I think the audience would like to know, who in your estimation will be the contender to fight Max Baer?
Well, I think the winner of the fight between Jim Braddock and Joe Louis will no doubt about fight Max Baer for the title. And if Max is listening tonight, I would like to say this. Max, there's a dark shadow following you, so be careful.
Yes, sir. That reminds me, I saw Jimmy Braddock in your restroom. You ladies and gentlemen would probably be interested to know that Jack Dempsey owns one of the most popular restaurants in New York, right across from Madison Square Garden.
Yes, Ben, your responsibility probably is to know that we are selling the most of the best.
Oh, thanks for putting that in, Jack. Mighty sweet of you.
I have to, Ben. All the customers keep asking for it.
I hope the bosses raise our salaries, Jack, tonight. Say, tell me, are you getting a thrill out of being a restaurateur? Dear, dear.
You'll never know what a big kick I'm getting out of it, Jack. I didn't know I had so many fans, and it certainly does my heart good to know that so many people remember me and come up to shake my hand.
Well, that's a nice speech, Jack. I know that everybody in the United States probably would like to do that. You've always been a popular champion, Jack, and you're even more popular as an ex-champion. Too bad you can't shake hands with everybody in our studio tonight, but why don't you sing a song for them?
Well, that's not my department, Ben.
Well, whose department is it?
That's Mrs. Dempsey's department.
Say, Jack, it'd be a small thing if you would introduce Mrs. Dempsey to the radio audience.
My sir, there's nothing I'd like to do better. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Dempsey.
Just a moment. Jack is entirely too modest. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Benson, Cat Williams, star of many Broadway musical shows. She's known to all of us as the little gal who introduced A Cheerful Little Earful. And she promised the old maestro and Jack to sing it.
Was a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I miss it, something cheerful. I miss cheerful little earful. Is the world known? I love you. Stars can go down, they slow down. But the moon's down, honey, slow down. With a cheerful little earful. In every place, if I get free, what's the point of getting free? But as I get free, it'll do, 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 I'm a cheerful little earful, is well known. I love you. Stars can go down, they slow down. But the milk and all the honey to slow down. Cheerful little earful, I'm the well known. I love you. In every place, if I get free, what's the public but I got that thing to do.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Mrs. Hannah Williams Dempsey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Maestro. Why don't you come up and play the fiddle for the baby sometime?
Oh, do you think she can take it?
Well, her name is Dempsey. Can I take Jack home now?
Yeah, but just one more question, Jack. I've always thought that the best blow in fighting is the right cross. Am I right?
No, I'm off the left hook, Dan.
The left hook? Why, what's the left hook? Explain it.
Well, I'll show you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old maestro is temporarily indisposed, and while Mrs. Dempsey is bringing him to, it falls on my shoulders to carry this program through. What were you and the maestro talking about, Jack?
Why, I was just showing the old maestro the left hook.
Oh, the left hook?
Yeah.
Well, what is the left hook?
Maybe you can understand it better. Something like this. What are you doing there?
Jack, what are you trying to do?
Why, I'm just showing the boys the old left hook there.
The left hook?
Why, sure.
Oh, you know the right cross is better.
Oh, no, honey dear. The left hook is much better.
Oh, yeah? Don't try to tell me that. I say the right cross is better. See? And now the lads are going to play. Play, boys.
Thank you. say Dick DeBeal? Dick DeBeal's arrangement of Sweet Georgia Brown. You wouldn't know it, but the old maestro wrote that years ago. You can't keep a good song down. That is, if its composer happens to have an orchestra. Well, spring is here. In the spring, the old maestro's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of Bach. Let me turn your thoughts, Bach, to Pat Blue Ribbon Bach. You know, I wish I could sit across the table and pour you all a glass of this delicious-tasting springtime beer. Because, you know, it's only available in the spring. Pat New Bach beer is the top. Why, it's the grand slam of all beers. It's the Royal Flush. The Royal Flush. It's aces. I might even say it's aces, Bach to Bach, if you know what I mean. Try some. Go thou to thy grocery store and commandeth him to pour some for you. If he hath none in his refrigerator, then command him to buy some. So help me, ladies and gentlemen, you'll thank me. And now, the control room is bidding me to bid unto thee to lend thine ears to au revoir, pleasant dream. Au revoir, pleasant dream. Think of us when requesting the thing. Until next Tuesday when possibly you all may tune in again. Keep the old motto always in your seat. Yelda. Au revoir. This is Ben Burney, ladies and gentlemen, and all the lads. Wishing you a bit of pleasant dream. May good luck and happiness, success, good health, good cheer attend your team. And now, we've got to leave you here. Don't forget that good old fat blue ribbon beer, yowza. Au revoir, a farm cheerio, a toodle doodle, a bit of a sweet treat. God love you and pleasant dreams.
Oh,
one magical hour. Strange as what we have in one little kiss, I believe.